And welcome to the Popcorn Junkies. If you like movie news, movie reviews, trailer reactions, movie chat, all that sort of stuff, subscribe. Just there. Because although the film industry is incredibly quiet at the moment, we're rather proud of the fact that we aren't one of those kind of movie review channels that only homes in on the franchise stuff, the superhero stuff, even just the mainstream stuff, or, you know, the blockbuster stuff, all that kind of stuff. We are interested in films of all shades and colours. Sometimes, in fact, a couple of the producers of a couple of films that we've reviewed over the years that have sort of very small target audiences, niche audiences, if you like, have said that even, you know, if something like half the number of just 1,000 people or 1,500 people who watch a review of their film, if just half those people go and see that film, it's transformational for the box office of an indie or art house film. So, you know, I'm really proud of the fact that we are, I think, one of the few, other than people like Mark Kermode and all that kind of lot, you know, who home in on these more sort of, not even esoteric, but the sort of more rarefied films, the films that sit at the margins of the mainstream. This is one of those films. This is a film called Passages. This is a film directed by Ira Sachs. It's set in France. It's a film that stars Franz Rogowski. If you don't know Franz Rogowski is a German actor slash dancer. I saw him in a movie 2 years ago called Great Freedom, in which he played a gay man who found himself in prison in post-World War II East Germany, or post-World War II Germany, and it's about the brutality and brutalism and the homophobia that still existed after World War II, even, you know, in the West, even in the sort of so-called tolerant world, and how he actually finds comfort as a young gay, promiscuous gay man. He's also been a sex worker. He finds sort of comfort in actually being incarcerated. Incredibly complex film. He is sensational. It's an incredibly tough watch, incredibly explicit. Warning on Passages, it's incredibly explicit. It's an 18 certificate film too. But Franz Rogowski, if you haven't heard of him, haven't come across him in anything, please check him out. He is a sensational actor, and so he's the star of this. But alongside him is Ben Whishaw, and we all know Ben Whishaw, if not for the fact that he's simply the voice of Paddington. And he was also recently, he won a BAFTA, didn't he, for his role in This Is Going to Hurt, the BBC drama about him being a sort of student doctor or a trainee doctor or just an NHS doctor, sort of, you know, struggling to do his job. The thing that drew me into this film, the thing that I thought was really fascinating and interesting and intriguing about this film, which made me kind of decide, oh, I'm going to go and see this up and above actually Scrapper. A, we all know who Ben Whishaw is. He's Paddington Bear, for God's sake. B, I'd seen Franz Rogowski and I thought, wow, you know, I like him. He's incredibly, not just a great performer, but his face is so enigmatic. But this is also a film about something that I haven't really thought about too much, even though I've grew up in a gay household. And this is a film about a gay couple, Whishaw and Rogowski, within which one half of the couple, Thomas, played by Franz Rogowski, decides to have an affair or a fling or sex and then a relationship with a woman. Now, we often get those narratives, don't we, where, you know, in a heterosexual straight kind of relationship, it kind of emerges across time that actually someone's been in the closet, they've been hiding their kind of true sexuality, and then they come out, and then, of course, there's the sort of dealing with that. Is it more to deal with? Is it less to deal with? All that kind of stuff kind of crops up, doesn't it, for the heterosexual partner who's left behind. Well, this was different because their husbands, Ben Whishaw and Franz Rogowski's characters, their husbands, and Franz Rogowski decides to have an affair. Now, what is Franz Rogowski's character in this? He's called Thomas. He's a director. He's an auteur. We have a really, I think, successful opening scene in the film where he's directing. And you get a real sense of how terse and humorless and professional and intense. And he's sort of telling this actor how to walk downstairs and how when you walk downstairs, you've got to move your arms. You shouldn't be thinking about moving your arms. Your arms should just be there. Your arms should be attached to a body because your body's walking into a space that you know so well. You shouldn't be even acting walking down the stairs. So it's quite an early sort of, you know, 15-minute protracted scene on the set of a film where we establish that Thomas, played by Rogowski, is a sort of, you know, well-regarded, highly regarded director. I mean, he's clearly so highly regarded that at a certain point in the film, he's editing his film, I believe, they talk about Venice, it gets into the Venice Film Festival. So, he's very much a sort of, in the art house film world, he's a star, but he's also a monster. He's horrible. And this is one of the things that I think some people might struggle with this film. That he's not a likeable character. I like films where you're often presented with a character that's really unlikable. I mean, one classic example of that for me is Uncut Gems. And I think in Uncut Gems, you know, the lead character in that, the jeweler, the Adam Sandler character, is so sort of unlikable. And you're sort of He's so he rubs you up in entirely the wrong way. He's the master and architect of all his own downfalls, and yet you're rooting for him. And I think that's always quite a skill, to make the viewer root for essentially a not very pleasant character. But my problem with this film is I never quite got to understand what Ben Whishaw ever once saw in him to want to be with him. And I couldn't even really understand why the woman went off with him. So for me, one of the major problems at the centre of this film, which I thought had a really interesting premise, which is how does a gay couple cope with the earthquake, the emotional earthquake of one half of that coupledom heading off into a heterosexual relationship? I suppose you could easily argue he's just bisexual. And it's an open relationship, perhaps. Tomas is, he's precocious, he's capricious, he's arrogant, he's judgmental, he's snobby, he's dismissive, he's not a warm character, he's an eminently watchable boy. He's got a sensational selection of jumpers as well. And I think the film was trying to suggest that just by dint of his, you know, who he was and his auteurness and his he's a directorial kind of progeny and all this kind of stuff, that we were supposed to believe that everyone was sort of fawning around him. Well, Ben Whishaw wasn't. Ben Whishaw is incredibly good in this. I mean, there's nothing Ben Whishaw is in where he isn't, I think, eminently at ease in the ordinariness of what he is. I could watch him not talk to someone in a scene for hours. But here's the problem. Ben Whishaw moved on quite quickly to a new sort of fella, and I found that unbelievable. And then when Ben Whishaw had moved on to this new fella, we then had to believe that Franz Rogowski's character, Tomas, desperately felt he'd made the wrong decision, came whizzing all the way back to Ben Whishaw. When he came back to Ben Whishaw, the woman that he'd had a fling with was kind of like, oh, all right, okay. And then when he came back to Ben Whishaw was like, oh, okay, after a bit of resistance. And then he discovers, spoiler alert, Franz Rogowski's character discovers that he's got this lady pregnant. And I thought this was another really scintillatingly fantastically interesting moment. Tomas is like, you know, this is terrible. You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, we want a baby. And Ben Whishaw's like, what? You've gone off, you've had a fling, you've been with this woman, you're going to have a baby? Are you having a laugh? And then there was the suggestion that Ben Whishaw was secretly pleased or wanted, actually, this woman to have the baby, because this could in some way allow them to have some kind of family. Now, all of these things are really interesting. All of these kind of, you know, sort of nuanced kind of, you know, blended family, potential blended family kind of scenarios were really good. But there were lots of aspects of this that just weren't believable. The woman's character, I just didn't believe how she just let this character Tomas come and go. And then there's another scene later in the film where he goes off to have sex with Ben Whishaw. And when I say he has sex with Ben Whishaw, we were sat in the very front row of the cinema, and I essentially got an IMAX sized image of, quite literally, Ben Whishaw's winking anus. And that is no exaggeration. So be careful, you might not want to go right down the front. It's a protracted scene. I've talked a lot about sex scenes, and it doesn't matter to me whether it's gay sex or not. For example, Great Freedom, a lot of explicit sex in the film that also stars Franz Rogowski, I would say it was all entirely necessary, because it gave you an absolute sense of his kind of brutalized attitude to his own sexuality. And so in that instance, really good. In this, I wasn't entirely sure. I didn't necessarily think it was necessary. I mean, there was explicit sex between Tomas and the woman. Again, I don't know. I mean, when you can't help but think, oh my God, I'm watching Paddington Bear have sex. This is what's going on here. But what I would say was it didn't add anything to this film for me. And what I think this film needed, actually, was if you've got this really unlikable character at the center, brilliantly played by Franz Rogowski, who's dovetailing between his husband, gay husband, and then he's going to this woman, and then he gets her pregnant, and then he comes back, and yes, he's a bit of a sociopath. Yes, he's incredibly spoiled. He believes he can just play. He's like a car crash director of his own emotional life. You know, he's kind of treating all these people, picking them up and dropping them like characters in a film. I mean, that's quite a nice analogy, I suppose. But I think I'm superimposing that onto the film. I don't think the film kind of proposes that. I found it really hard to, okay, not like the lead character, but also not believe that these other characters, Ben Whishaw and the woman, I just couldn't believe that they would have been as hung up or as into this guy as much as they were. There was one very powerful scene, I think, where Franz Rogowski, Tomas, he meets the woman's parents. The parents obviously smell a rat. They're kind of like, what's going on here? We just need to check. Are you sure you're pregnant? Is this guy going to, he was gay a minute ago and now he's with you. Is he really the guy that's going to look after you and the baby? And I thought that was the character of Tomas's strongest moment, where he talked to them. He sort of sort of throws a sort of hissy fit and he says, how can you trust me? Of course you can't trust me. Of course you can't believe in me. You don't know me. You know, I can say you can trust me, but just saying it doesn't mean anything. It can only take time, which he's right. And then within 5 minutes, he's gone and proved them right because he's gone back and nobbed Ben Whishaw. So this is one of those films where I feel like there was a kind of a dropped ball situation here or a lost opportunity. I was really looking forward to getting into the complexities of what would happen for a character like Ben Whishaw or for a character like Thomas, you know, when they're in a gay relationship and they are essentially tugged out of that relationship towards a sort of heterosexual relationship of sorts, how that would affect the power dynamic within the relationship. I felt that the film failed to explore that. We didn't get any real sense of the layered complexity between how Ben coped with it, how Ben's character coped with it. He seemed to move on quite quickly and then he seemed to come back quite quickly. And every time we came back to Ben Whishaw in these various states of kind of, you know, upset, he was always chopping stuff on a chopping board in a kitchen, and I never really got a strong sense of him. Incredibly powerful scene, though, where Ben Whishaw meets the woman that Thomas has been having a fling with, you know, and has got pregnant. And Ben Whishaw meets her and gives her a gift for the baby. And you can clearly see there's the suggestion there in Ben Whishaw that he secretly is longing for, or perhaps likes, and even wants this baby to happen. But of course, unbeknownst to him, further spoiler alert, she's already had an abortion. And the sadness that Ben Whishaw performs or shows at that point, for me, was another example of where this film was at its strongest at that point, and it was at its strongest when Thomas was sort of bullishly saying, I am what I am, this is what I am, take me or leave me, in the lunch with the parents. So there were moments, there were sparks of richness, but I just felt that this film completely missed all the emotional complexity. I mean, I really wanted to get into, you know, what would it have meant for the woman to have kind of had a fling with this woman? What, you know, what did she think of the fact that she was now having a relationship, potentially having a baby with someone who was gay before? What did Ben Whishaw think about when he got back with him? What would this mean? We got a suggestion of how he obviously had that kind of, you know, desire for a baby too. And so that made it a bit more complicated. But really, unfortunately, Franz Rogowski's character, Thomas, it was just spiraling around like a spoiled bastard. And that's fine. I'm interested in seeing a spoiled bastard, but I got no sense of his backstory. I got no sense of where was his confusion around his sexuality. I got no real kind of sense of why was he drawn to this woman? What was the experimentation? What was he wanting to test? What was he wanting to feel? He said it was love, but it wasn't really love. You know, what was in his backstory that made him sort of restless in these relationships? I got no sense of that at all either. And what was there in Ben Whishaw's backstory that made him willing to be, in a sense, treated so badly? None of those backstory development, that characterization, and it's a very short film. And I do wonder whether the whole enterprise could have actually benefited, I don't often say this, with a 20 minutes extra just to kind of give us that sense of the history or backstory of these characters in their relationship. I need more about where they'd come from, why they were together, where the kind of cracks or fissures in their relationship were, so that we can make sense of these troublesome developments. They just seemed, all it just seemed like was we just had this Thomas character was just bouncing backwards and forwards on his, cycling around on his bicycle in France, you know, sort of like going, oh, I'm sorry, I want to be with you. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I want to be with you. Of course I want to be with you. And bit one-dimensional, unfortunately, from a really good actor. You know, he was really good, but I just don't think the script or the story arc, the story and characterization was lacking in this quite a lot. Interesting final shot, sort of montage of him cycling around. I said to my mum, I was expecting him to get hit. It sort of ended on a kind of red sepia-toned shot. I do think this film ran out of ideas at the end. I think it was trying to leave us with a much more sort of hard-hitting what happens next type thing in this man's, not necessarily what happens next as in does he hit a pedestrian on his bicycle, but what happens next as in where is he going to go? What is his future? Where does it reside? But I didn't even feel we had that. That wasn't even suggested in a nuanced enough fashion, because I kind of, by the end of it, I thought, well, you're so unlikable, I don't really care. I hope you do smash into a pedestrian. Well, not a pedestrian. I hope you smash into a wall on your bicycle. If I was to give this a score out of 100, I'd probably give this, I think it was a missed opportunity. I'd give it about 67 out of 100. Ben Whishaw was excellent. Both of them were absolutely excellent. I just think the story lacked depth. I think the characters lacked characterization. I think we could have done, I just wanted more about them, a few more scenes, just understanding why they'd got to where they'd got to. But as I say, if you don't fancy seeing Paddington Bear's bottom bouncing up and down, this might not be for you.